21. Hayden. Hayden took a step back as the creature lunged at the hole. It was a match to the one they had downed in the tunnel outside, though it was only about 1/10 the size. A baby? Or had the one in the tunnel grown that fast? By feeding. Either way, it was in the air and launching toward his chest. He squeezed his right hand closed, getting it up in front of him. Half a dozen tentacles latched onto his arm with their teeth, causing a blue glow from the energy shield beneath. Immediately sensing it couldn't bite into his arm, the creature used it to pull itself forward to his helmet, wrapping itself around and trying to yank it off. "Damn it," Hayden cursed, grabbing the monster and trying to pull it away. Its body was slick, making it hard to keep a grip on it. "Hold still," Hicks said. He put his plasma rifle against the side of the creature's central mass and pulled the trigger. The bolt went clear through it, and it fell limp. Jackson helped Hayden quickly remove it from his helmet. "Shit, Sheriff," she said. "It cracked the material."
"Another few seconds, it would have cracked my skull," Hayden replied. "Thanks for the save."
"Anytime," Hicks said.
Jackson tossed the creature aside. Hayden crouched to get a better look in the hole. His stomach churned when he saw the web of hardened slime that lined the walls, ceiling, and floor. There were bulging pockets throughout the wet mess, two of which had been cracked, spilling slime and aliens to the ground.
"Disgusting," Hicks said, looking past him.
"We need to burn it," Hayden replied.
"Jackson, Bach, you're up."
"Roger, Sheriff."
The two rangers moved to the hole, setting their plasma rifles to stream mode. Hayden and Hicks retreated a couple of steps.
"I wouldn't do that if I were you."
The woman's voice came from behind Hayden. He spun around, hand grabbing a revolver, drawing it and aiming it at the speaker's head, all in one fluid motion. She was middle-aged, a little heavy, wrinkled and gray. She wore thick, horn-rimmed glasses, a black skirt, white blouse, low-heeled pumps, and a gray lab coat. She looked like a scientist, but there was something off about her.
"Who are you?"
Hayden asked. And why had the ATCS allowed her to sneak up on them?
"I'm their mother," she replied, smiling. "They are my children."
"Congratulations," Hicks deadpanned, his rifle trained on her.
"If you kill them, you will make me very angry," she continued. "Do you want to make me angry?"
"Undecided," Hayden said. "Which Relia Ancient do you serve?"
The woman seemed surprised by the question, raising her eyebrows as her smile diminished.
"So you know. Interesting.
Answer the question."
"The one I serve has been waiting. We have all been waiting. The path is clear. The pieces in place. The children prepared."
Her eyes narrowed.
"You've already killed one of mine."
"It was trying to kill me."
"The children will test humankind. The worthy will survive. The remainder will become fodder to our hunger. You have proven yourself worthy."
"Good on me," Hayden said. "This is my planet. You, your children, and your master aren't welcome here."
"Is it war you seek then? It is war you cannot win."
Hayden held back his emotion. He didn't know what this was all about. This was the last thing he expected his day to turn into. Know your enemy. The only thing he knew about these creatures was that they were Relia, and that meant they had to die. Could he tell Jackson and Bach to go ahead without bringing hell down on the UWT and his family again? On the other hand, could he walk away from this and leave them to emerge? The first one had grown 10 times its size in a matter of hours.
"I don't seek war," he replied. "I'd be happy to negotiate a peace settlement."
The woman's smile returned. "We are the hunger. We do not negotiate. You are worthy. You will await the coming of the master, and then you will submit. There is glory in serving the master. Accolades without end."
"What about my wife?" Hayden asked.
My children, the worthy will survive. The remainder will become fodder to our hunger.
Sheriff, Bach asked, what do you want to do?
Hayden stared at the woman. There was still something about her that didn't seem right. He glanced at Hicks, spotting his eyes through his helmet. He saw it too.
It sounds to me like you've already got your intentions, Hayden said. And they aren't going to change whether I burn your children or not.
But you will survive as a servant of the master.
No thanks. Bach, Jackson, do it.
They responded by triggering their rifles, sending twin gouts of superheated plasma into the room and washing it over the cocoons. The woman didn't show any emotion. Her voice remained cold.
You will regret this decision.
Maybe, maybe not. You want war? War it is.
Hayden pulled the trigger, sending a round through the woman's skull. Only it didn't do any damage, passing harmlessly through and hitting the wall behind her.
The master is coming, she said, nonplussed by his attempted murder. The end of human freedom is at hand. Soon this world will join hundreds of others under our dominion.
Hayden squinted his eyes and looked up at the ceiling. He found the holographic projector a moment later, little more than a pinprick of light on a sliver of dark alloy connected to the ceiling. Had the hologram been programmed to intercede in the event of outsiders entering the room? That couldn't be. It had known they had killed one of the Relia in the tunnel. Was the enemy watching them right now? That was only the first of his questions. The next few to slip into his head concerned him much, much more. True-to-life holograms were Axon tech. The dark alloy was Axon metal. How long ago had it been placed there? By who? Did its presence suggest this Relia had conquered one or more of the Axon worlds? If that was the case, whoever was speaking to him through the hologram was right. He was probably going to regret this decision. He was still glad he had made it. He smiled at the hologram, aimed at the projector, and fired. The device popped free of the ceiling, sending the woman into a wild spin across the room before it struck the floor and went dark. Bach and Jackson's rifles went dark too. They stood and backed away, leaving the room awash in burning alien material.
Sheriff, the target is destroyed, Jackson said.
Pause that, Hayden replied. Rangers, let's see if we can find our way topside through this place. We need to haul ass back to Sinisco.
Roger, Hicks said.
Salino, we're on our way up. I'm not sure where we'll come out, but I want Bronson here when we do.
Roger, Sheriff, Salino replied. I don't like any of this, Ivanov said.
Me neither, Hayden said. But we don't have to like it, we just have to deal with it.
He walked over to the damaged projector and picked it up, shoving it in his pocket. Natalia would be pissed if he left without it. He had known for a while now that the Relia invasion wasn't over and that this day would come. The timing was shit, but was there ever a good time for something like this? Wishing, complaining, worrying, none of that would help. Fighting? The odds were ridiculously stacked against them. But even the hunger couldn't keep a good sheriff down.